We're going to read an early poem, which is a kind of definition poem. And it's called When I Have Reached the Point of Suffocation. I wrote this poem, threw it out because it didn't have enough images. It was too abstract in 1966, I think I wrote this. And I put it in the garbage, and I woke up and said, that's not a bad poem. I rushed out, and the garbage man and I fought over the poem, and I beat him. It's in couplets. When I've reached the point of suffocation, then I go back to the railroad ties and the mound of refuse. Then I can have sorrow and repentance. I can relax in the broken glass and the old pile of chair legs. I'm brought back to my senses and soothed a little. It is really the only place I can go for relief. The streets, the houses, the institutions, and the voices that occupy them are too hard and ugly for any happiness. And the big woods outside, too full of its own death. I go to the stone wall and the dirty ashes and the old shoes and the daisies. It takes years to learn how to look at the destruction of beautiful things, to learn how to leave the place of oppression, and how to make your own regeneration out of nothing. And that's what I'm trying to do.